Hi, welcome to the fifth and last part of microservices interview questions and answers. It covers all the additional microservices questions that the interviewer might ask. So, let's jump right into the podcast. Question 81. Explain the meaning of continuous delivery, CD? Answer. CD or continuous delivery refers to an approach where we treat each code check-in to a common repository as a release candidate. It helps us in getting code ready for deployment with every check-in.cd includes running unit tests, compiling code, doing performance tests and UAT with every check-in. The objective is to produce good quality code that can be deployed with confidence. Continuous delivery reduces the time between releases and increases the agile nature of the overall software development process. It leads to predictable deployments without any testing, integration, or UAT phases. CD offers several benefits like lower deployment costs, lower risk of release failure, faster time to market, high-quality code, efficient teams. Question 82. What is a bulkhead design pattern? Answer. The term bulkhead is named after the naval ship design. In a ship, a bulkhead is a barrier between other compartments. As a pattern in microservice architecture, bulkhead manifests itself as some form of network segmentation, firewall, or gateway. The key benefit of a bulkhead is that it helps to contain attacks, failures, or performance degradations from spreading to the other system portions as they are partitioned essentially. Question 83. Explain CAP theorem? Answer. The CAP theorem states that it is impossible for a distributed data system to simultaneously provide all the below three guarantees. 1. Consistency. Each read receives an error or the most recent write. 2. Availability. Each request receives a response, non-error, without a guarantee that it contains the most recent write. Last and third one is partition tolerance. The computing system continues to operate despite an arbitrary number of messages being delayed or dropped by the network between the nodes. Question 84. Specify the major principles of microservices? Answer. Some major principles of microservices are as follows. 1. Business domain model. A microservice implements the functional needs in a particular business domain characterized by the bounded context. 2. Automation. Microservices has an automation principle that automates the building, deployment, and testing of software. Automation saves time and resources in building and maintaining multiple microservices. 3. Information hiding. Microservice hides the internal details of implementation. It ensures that no assumptions are made within a system about the technology stack. The information hiding helps in changing the details of implementation at any time. 4. Choreography. Most microservice systems adopt choreography patterns wherein there is no central command. Each microservice behaves like a state machine and knows how to behave in different events. 5. Deployment. Microservices are small parts of software deployed independently. They don't need much downtime like monolith software. Last and number 6 is isolation. Any failure in a microservices architecture can be isolated easily to a specific service that causes it. It also helps isolate the impact of failure on the related services and ensure a failure does not cause a complete shutdown. Thank you for listening to our podcast.